Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today we have Third Stage Consulting Group's Brian LaCaruba on the show with us to discuss the importance of business intelligence. We'll be talking about how to use business intelligence tools to avoid digital transformation failure and ultimately drive DTP success. As most of you know by now, Third Stage Consulting Group is an independent and technology agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. They have guided hundreds of organizations through their transformation journeys. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
Absolutely. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with a little business intelligence 101, as some of our listeners may not be familiar with that term. So let's break down the term business intelligence. Can you give me like a quick definition of business intelligence? Is it like more to it than a buzzword like machine learning and artificial intelligence? Or where does it come into play for a typical organization?
Yes, it is much more than those buzzwords for sure. At its most basic level, BI is just about how an organization manages and uses its data. It's one of its critical assets. And it should be going much beyond the way that organizations have traditionally done it to be able to get insights into how you need to conduct business. It's really taking your raw data and turning it into actionable information. That's really the key, making it actionable. And organizations usually start with a tool we don't think of as a BI tool, but it's Excel. That is BI at its most basic and simple. And there's a lot more you need to do than Excel to have an effective BI program, but that is encapsulates the basic concepts of being able to take that data you use in an organization and turn it into something that your users can use to make decisions.
And business intelligence has everything to do with data, like keeping track of it, managing it, and also learning from it. But how does business intelligence differ from data analytics and reporting? Do those two kind of go hand in hand?
They absolutely go hand in hand. And the relationships between the terms, to me, the overlaps are more important than the distinctions between them. So if we look at the importance of reporting, it's a critical element of BI about being able to take data and present it in formats to an end user, to an employee that are going to help them to make decisions and being able to pull that out in a way that can help them. Data analytics is a critical skill set as well. In your organization, you need to be able to have the capabilities to know what your data is telling you, how to use it, how to analyze it, and make important decisions that you need to make based on it. But the other element of business intelligence really need to be thinking about is the strategic area of how do you plan your data? How do you make sure you're capturing the things that you need and building your processes around the data that you're going to have accessible so that your business can run your operations and align your activities and business processes around the data that you have and actually use that to improve your performance.
Okay, awesome. And what is dirty data and how does that affect an organization's business intelligence efforts?
So dirty data is a major problem in business intelligence efforts. It encompasses so many ways in which data can be incomplete or inaccurate, and it can really work against your program and your goals. Without a foundation of clean data, you may end up having your efforts could hurt you more than they help in a lot of ways. You could be making the wrong decisions based on the wrong information. So you may have sales data that has different definitions of sales that vary between parts of the organization, or you may be missing data for certain regions or products that are giving you an impression of your organization that's incorrect, and you may be allocating resources the wrong way, making decisions on where you want to focus your energies based on wrong information, and actually go down a wrong path if you don't have clean data. So getting addressing the causes of dirty data and building in the mechanisms to eliminate it and support you as an organization is one of the most critical aspects.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. So that's I love how perfectly you explain it too. So that's awesome. And when it comes to digital transformation, it seems like organizations either will succeed or fail with no middle ground in between them. So in what ways does a business intelligence make it easier for a digital transformation project to succeed?
So at its heart, a digital transformation program is really about, it's not about technology. It's about changing the behaviors of an organization. And you need to be able to use technology and take advantage of the technology to do that. But the technology itself isn't what solves your problems. It is about putting your people in a position to make the right decisions and serve your customers in the right way. So your business intelligence program is really about being able to get the right data in front of the right people at the right time in a way that lets them do things differently. Because even if they have the most advanced technology in the world, if people don't have access to what they need to know to use that correctly and to make decisions based on the way things are, you'll either end up doing things the way you used to do them with an expensive system that's not getting you there, or you may end up with even more problems as an organization if you're just failing to try to adapt your processes and do what you need to do. So the business intelligence efforts are really going to be about helping you get the right data to the right people and help them make the right decisions they need to make to take advantage of that technology.
And what are the pitfalls that come with implementing business intelligence tools, and how can organizations do their best to avoid this type of failure?
So one of the biggest ones we just talked about a moment ago is dirty data and making sure that you have a data governance program in place that's going to help to manage that. And it's not as if it's never a growing and evolving effort as an organization. So if you don't have anything in place on day one, you want to start by getting some structure around that and making sure that you start building some definition around how are you going to assign the right people to be overseeing your data and make sure that the problems that are going to creep into data over time are prevented and dealt with, and that you're able to keep your data in a clean place. So the data is really at the core of your business intelligence efforts. So you need to put that focus in up front. Another area too, a little bit downstream from the data, is then going to touch on your business processes and how they're making use of the insights that you get out of business intelligence. So again, this ties into the previous answer around it's changing the behaviors of the organization. So if you think of technology as solving a business need on its own, if you put the right data in front of people and make it available to them, it's just going to automatically change your behaviors. That's going to cause you a lot of problems because you're not going to help people see the way they need to operate differently and evolve their practices in order to take advantage of things. So those are two of the big pitfalls that organizations really need to focus on.
Yeah, no, those two are super, super important. And I wanted to ask you, maybe could you like give us some examples of how business intelligence tools are being used in the market today? So like which brands, products are the most well known?
Yeah, so the BI market is not necessarily dominated by individual players in as much as you might see in, say, the ERP market, but you do see some leaders in the field. So Tableau is one of the biggest and best known. It's now owned by Salesforce, and Tableau really got their start through really powerful and easy to create visualizations, and that's still a strength, and they're starting to expand more into other aspects around the data storage and ability to tap into multiple data sources. SAP, still a big player in business intelligence with their business objects suite. Microsoft is definitely a big player. They have the Power BI suite, which is the very easy to use. You can almost think of it in many ways as the next evolution of Excel and of powerful reporting tools and of being able to put things in a very user-friendly format for people that they're familiar with. And they also have their more developer-focused tools like SQL reporting services and other elements like that. So those are some of the most commonly used big players, but it is definitely a market that's evolving and has a lot of ones who may not be quite as big, but are also very strong tools with a good niche in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So it just sounds like there's a number of offerings on the market right now, which means more availability and innovation for those looking for tools to support their digital transformations too. So we're going to have a short break, but when we do come back, we're going to dive further into business intelligence and the human side of automation. So stick around and we'll be right back.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dokovich speaking with Brian LaCaruba of Third Stage Consulting on the topic of business intelligence. And without further ado, let's jump right back in, shall we? So we started off our discussion with the definition of business intelligence and how it can be a powerful force for digital transformation. Now, let's talk about the human side of the business intelligence equation. So they say a good carpenter is only as good as his tools. So how does this translate to implementing business intelligence tools?
So as we talked about earlier, Sarah, the key is having the changes in behavior that you need as an organization that your data and your access to information is going to enable. So you really need to be able to put people in a position to make decisions based on the right information and be able to access that in a way that fits into the way that they do their jobs on a day-to-day basis. And that's going to have to change too. You often have going into a business intelligence initiative, people who have been used to doing things a certain way for a long time, and they've gotten very competent about working around the limitations of their system and their data and making their own intuitions and interpretations of what they know and what they see. But now you're going to be asking them to rely on better information that's aggregated across different sources to be able to pull that. So people need to have those tools that are going to help them to be able to do that, but you also need to help support them in making that transition of understanding that the need that a lot of what they may have done before using their experience and knowledge is something that's now going to be served up to them and that they need to adapt the way that they use that information and they'll be able to do a lot more with it, but it is a change of behavior that they need to adapt.
Absolutely. And BI is shaping future workforces by automating many manual tasks, but I think it's important to note that these technologies still depend on humans to pull meaning from insights and transform that knowledge into action. So knowing this, what can we expect the workforce to look like in the near future, and how can organizations ease the transition as some workers' roles take on a new shape?
Well, connected to what we just talked about, it's something that people and knowledge workers are going to have to get more and more comfortable with having data that they trust and being able to rely on the information in front of them to be able to then make decisions based on that point. And obviously that goes hand in hand with the idea you need to give people data that they can trust. You need to give people a reason that they can trust it. But assuming that you do that, and that's a big assumption, but that's a key part of an initiative. If you can get that right information to people, they need to be able to work from that starting point of knowing what's in that data, how they can interpret it to serve their customers, to serve their other stakeholders, and be able to get really comfortable with the idea of relying on drawing insights from the actionable data that's put in front of them. And you're always still going to need the people there who are going to need to connect dots that the data is not going to do on its own, that are going to be able to know what they're hearing from their customers, know what they're hearing from their teammates, and be able to make sense of those inputs as well as what they're getting from their data.
Awesome. Absolutely. Totally agree. And one aspect of digital transformation that often goes neglected, is organizational change management. So for example, helping employees navigate changes in processes and technologies. What advice can you give to businesses when it comes to helping people cope with change at the organizational level?
My advice will generally start with the idea that this is a bigger challenge than you think it is. This is, it's easy to, and we've touched on this earlier as well, but it's easy to think that if you get good information in front of people who have been relying on less good information, that they're suddenly going to be able to do their jobs more effectively. But that's not always the case. No matter how good someone is at what they do, and that they're even maybe more so for people who have been doing something for a long time and are very capable in it and have a lot of pride in their work. They also have a lot of pride in what they've been able to do with the information they have and of developing their processes and their day-to-day routines around the information that's in front of them. So it is a, there are going to be a lot of shifts that often need to be made for people to get used to doing things in a very different way and to be starting from a different point of having some of the data in front of them that they've been putting a lot of time and effort into interpreting for themselves in the past. So, and then you making different decisions and being able to be a little bit more strategic in the way they're acting based on the data that they have in front of them that gives them the capability to look across the organization in different ways, to draw conclusions about perhaps different product lines, different views of the customer that they may see from having aggregated data across different areas of the company.
Great advice. And if you were to say, like, make a BI checklist for organizations interested in getting started with BI technologies, what would your top three steps be?
Start with strategic alignment, making sure that as an organization, you have agreement on what the business goals of your program are. This is, again, it's not a technology project, it's a business project. So make sure you're focused on what are your goals. Data governance, we've talked a lot about. Make sure that you have a plan in place and you're actively working towards ensuring data quality within your organization. And change management, again, touching on the theme we just addressed, people are going to need to do things differently to achieve your BI objectives. So you need to be able to give them the tools to help support them in that effort.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those insights with us. And I'm definitely sure that this episode has given many business leaders a lot to think about when it comes to developing their own digital strategies. So as you are a walking encyclopedia of digital transformation knowledge, do you have any suggestions or suggested resources for those looking to dig deeper into business intelligence?
Sure. I can mention a couple of resources that I like to use. One of them is TDWI, or Transforming Data with Intelligence. They've been around for some time and have a lot of good knowledge and resources available for people. One who also is one of the players in the software space that I didn't talk about is SAS. They've been on the leading edge of analytics for a long time, and they have a lot of advanced tools as well as some more basic information as well. So they're a great resource for information. But of course, another option I would recommend is Third Stage Consulting. You know, we can certainly help you out in terms of how your business intelligence initiative should be connecting to your overall transformation objectives.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for sharing all your expertise with us today. That's been amazing.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be a part of this.
That is a wrap for this episode. So I want to thank you, Brian, again for being here and for all of you for listening. And again, my name is Sarah Dokovic, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.